Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And in just a moment, we're going to be joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our special guest. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are here with our wonderful third Wednesday of the month guest, Mama Joy. And we're ready to bring in our co-host. Let me make a few sound adjustments here. As we take a look at feminine energy, what are we as a human family doing when it comes to our respect for both sexes and our inclusion of both sexes in the formation of our culture, our values, our ways of life? And how are women coming into their understanding of their power, we do see a change happening in the world. And we're going to be right back with Mama Joy and our special guest today, motivational speaker and author Janine Ingram. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
We're working on getting our guest in. And in the meantime, I believe we've been joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, yes. Wa alaikum assalam and grand rising to you and the AM360 and the Female Solution family this wonderful morning.
Yes, it is a wonderful morning. And I'm so grateful for all of you who have joined us. And if you've joined us on American Muslim 360, that number is 515-605-9891. Make sure you press 1, and that lets the host know that you have something to say. He can open your mic. And if you're on the Female Solution, you can, that number is 515-605-9325. If you're on our switchboard, press 1. We've already got callers that have pressed 1 ready for this exciting conversation. It's always a joy to be joined by our dear guest, Reverend Mama Joy, who brings us a perspective as we, as a human family, evolve to higher consciousness. And we are in the process of an evolution, which helps us to correct some of the errors in our treatment of each other so that we can create the world we desire to see, a world of mutual respect for all. And that requires us to understand the value of all. So, Reverend Mama Joy, to the Female Solution.
Welcome, welcome, Grand Rising. And as we say in our community, Grand Awakening.
Ooh, I love that. Grand Awakening.
It's not just a Grand Rising, but it is a Grand Awakening. And if one has not heard that again, wake up. It's time to wake up and rise, right?
That's right. I love that.
Yes.
Grand Awakening.
Grand Awakening. And that's what's happening right now. And I really appreciate your intro. Oh, and good morning. Assalamu alaikum to my brother Kareem. How are you this morning?
Wa alaikum assalam. I am fine, and it's good to hear your voice once more, Mama Joy. We look forward to a very invigorating broadcast.
That's much. Yeah, I had a family situation that I had to go. I went to New Orleans.
Ooh,
that's my hometown, and I had a family member to pass, and these are you know, this is something that I'm finding as you get older, as I get older, because some people say, oh, well, I'm not I'm not older. I'm not whatever. But the point is, you keep on living time.
Yeah.
Well, eventually.
Time passes.
The time passes. I like that, too.
They grow in wisdom.
And that's the whole thing. No matter how much time you're given in life, you're supposed to grow.
Yes.
And how do you grow? How do you produce? How do you be fruitful? You know, I'm a mother, grandmother, mother of five, a grandmother of 10. I raised six children.
Ooh.
So that would be, you know, having a another granddaughter of 11. And so in the same body of ability to produce babies, but that's one thing when God tells us in the scriptures, or even in the Quran about being fruitful, we never outlive. As long as we're breathing, we should be fruitful and doing something to increase the wisdom and the good and the enriching our family and our community. And so age does not mean that you retire from life. It only means that you serve life in a different way than when you were in your 20s and 30s, in your 60s and your 70s, if you're blessed to live and to be around in that time. I like that time. Mm-hmm. If you're able to do that, you're still a service.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I'm going to work with this morning. Now, our guest, she told me, she said, oh, my goodness, I got to get ready. When I told her, Naima, she said, oh, okay. She said, I thought this was just Block Talk. I didn't know I was going to be seeing. I said, yes, ma'am, you're going to be seeing. I sent her the link. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, she said, let me get straight. So while she's doing that, we can chat.
You know, we have to put on our face every morning. See, Brother Kareem, you probably don't have to go through all these gyrations that we have to go through, you know. We got to go through
no.
We wake up before we can see the world.
Yeah, some of the realities of what we're doing, and that's the beauty of technology.
Yeah.
You have a face on the voices that you have, and I want to commend my sister Naima for hanging in there and just introducing us to so many modalities of communication and the technology that's available to us.
Yes.
That certainly wasn't available to us 10, 20 years, and certainly not 40 years ago.
But as we
move forward and have the intentions of being a global impact, I thought it would be pretty nice to sort of introduce you to some of the teachings that I have in terms of community.
Yes.
We seem to always stop at the personal. And sometimes we don't understand that we're spiritual beings, but we're living in a human form, and we have relationships, and whether it's of a marital or family, it expands and impacts on a greater composite of life, like our community. So many of you noticed that since the riots of a couple of years ago, well, no, it wasn't that long. There were riots responding to the various things that were happening out in our community,
George Floyd, yeah,
Trayvon, and all these things.
Yeah.
And have you taken a look at the community since then? I speak to people, all over, and they're telling me that they have not recuperated from that within our community. How many boarded buildings? How many people have actually exited out of the city? An effort to find some place that's safe and secure.
That's interesting because, of course, riots are like a volcano. It's an explosion that just makes a mess of everything. And yet we keep doing this as if we didn't learn from the riots in the 60s. There are some neighborhoods that are still torn up from the 60s riots.
Precisely.
And you're talking about 50 years. Yeah, west side of Chicago is still boarded up. I know, you know, St. Louis also had riots. Detroit, Los Angeles, you know, all of these major cities where people exploded in anger and tore up the places where they live. Those places are still torn up. And the frustration is still there. So that lets us know
an explosion of anger is not the solution when we are upset. And we should have learned that lesson, but apparently we didn't, because we did it again.
Well, we don't learn the lesson because we don't connect with the community.
Mm.
We don't know how to connect with the community. We have not been taught or learned. We have not been taught. So how can we learn? Mm. And when
you know,
yes, but yes,
you are so correct in that we have not connected with the community. We may know each other, you know, but we are not invested in the communities in which we live. So when we have these emotional explosions, we go on a riot. We will tear down, burn down, destroy property right in the community that we live in, because we don't see the value, because we are not invested in the community in which we live in. The businesses are not owned and ran by us. And in a lot of cases, the services that serve the community come from the outside and not from within. So I agree with you. We're not connected to the community. Community is more than just inhaling and exhaling. It's we have to invest in each other, in the communities that we live, and see it as our community. So home ownership leads to that. Business investment leads to that. Having a social contract with those people that you have invested in, then I think that may cause us to pause and think before these emotional outbursts. You know, why are we tearing down our own establishment? We do that because we are not established in the communities in which we live. That's my thinking on that.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You touched on something important, and we're not connected because we're not invested. And we, again, we have not been taught, and we do not know how important that is. For instance, we have a number of people who are some advice, awesome wisdom, and about our bodies and our minds and our spiritualities, but what I've been called to do is to deal with how we can take this knowledge about our bodies and ourselves and see our community as a body of many, but one body. Well, there are many in the community. And how do we impact on it? How do we invest in all these things? But one of the things is, how do we see the community as me?
That's a critical thing, to see ourselves as one. That's always the answer to the problem, because the problem is not caring about the body. Just like if you're in your physical body,
uh-huh.
if you've got kidneys that aren't functioning, even though that's just one organ, that affects the entire body. If you've got a toothache because of a tooth that maybe has a cavity in it, that's just one part of the body, but it affects your whole body. You're in pain. So any part of the body that is malfunctioning affects the entire whole. And it's the same thing with members of our community. If we have people that are in distress, it's going to affect the entire community. We can't ignore them. When you have people who are food insecure, as they say, in other words, hungry because they don't know where their next meal is coming from because they don't have a steady income. And if you have people that are going through mental illness because of any kind of trauma they've endured and they can't get a grasp on reality and might be subject to outbursts of anger, rage, or violence. If you have people that are not given access to education so they can learn skills and therefore they They can't earn a living. They're out in the cold or in the heat, homeless or unhoused, as they say. But each of these people who are in distress is affecting the whole because of things that they have to do to try to survive or things they believe they have to do to survive. And so when you have people who are hurting and we ignore them, they're going to hurt us because they're part of the body. And you don't take a part of your body. Who ever wants to have a part of their body cut off? No one wants an amputation. So
that's the thing. When we take don't address these things, the pain increases.
Yes.
The problem increases. And that is something that's very dear to me. And as I was working in the community, when I was called to work into the community, the spirits, my son came in from Houston last night, and I was saying, God, he said, what? You know, you raise your children to be able to embrace all of humanity and all that there is. And they have a right to grow. So my son, and when I said, God, he just looked at me real strange. I said, well, you know, whatever high power name that you call it, hello, because regardless of it, when we come into the knowledge that there's a higher power that we all are accountable to, by whatever mother, whatever name you call it, by whatever mother's tongue that you say it in, we are still one. We're just one body, one humanity with many different hues.
Yes.
Okay? And I brought to my community that we are family. No, this is not your family. But we are family, too. And it can take that from local to global. Because this earth is our home.
Yes.
Huh? This country is our home. Whether you like America or not, it's still our home.
Yeah.
And because many of us have not taken ownership of our Americanship, our American citizenship, with love, it's difficult for us to be able to come together as a community because that community exists in a greater whole. How do we take ownership of our life and everything that impacts upon us and understand that we have a responsibility?
Absolutely. Well, that's
good. We are still related. There's just 5 points I wanted to make. We're one, we're family, we're related, we are neighbors, and we are mothers and fathers of and in this community from local to global. My mission and my desire, and I feel that that power which we're accountable to is asking us to wake up to the mindset that and the consciousness that it's just our whatever wisdom we have is just not contained in this body and stays in this body, but the power that we have within us is greater than any influence that's outside of us.
Yes.
So if we're going to make a change, be committed to change your life with the vision of saying, I'm going to change the world, the global and the local global that the female solution is.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. That is that. Absolutely. Let me get excited.
You can tell she's a preacher, right? But, you know, it's just like you said, when you reach the age of wisdom, then you serve in a different way. And when you're young and you're still kind of learning, you put a lot of energy into things, and some things go well, some things don't. But when you get to that certain age of wisdom, the way you serve is sharing the wisdom of your experience and sharing the wisdom and the insight of your awakening so that people can evolve that much faster because you're able to give them a different perspective that it took you a lifetime to gain. And this is the gift that we give as we age and we reflect and we understand with deeper wisdom. We have an obligation then to share that wisdom with those who are still trying to figure it out.
And that is so true. Oh, Corrine, you want to jump into this comment?
You know we can.
Yes, 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 most definitely.
But, we know how to work together. Even in our conversations, because I'm beginning to understand, it's so important for me to hear what the male has to say. It's so important for me to learn how to listen, because conversation is, when I look at the word intercourse, the first thing one thinks of is sex. But I'm learning, Naima. I'm learning that intercourse, the very first definition for intercourse, is communication.
Ooh, now that's some deep wisdom. All right, now.
Well, you just look in the Western Dictionary. It's no secret.
Conversation. So what are your thoughts, Brother Kareem?
And bring it into that is not its original state. Intercourse is having communication. So I understand that when we have a conversation and we have a male present there, let's hear what he has to say on that so we can enter the course of each other's essence.
All right, now. We're entering the course of your essence, Brother Kareem.
Yes. Excellent way of putting our circumstance, excuse me, and our situation from the male perspective, and in the order of intercourse, it is the male that ejaculates. It is the male that sends out from himself
life force energy
and ejaculation.
He
is placed here to serve. It's not what he gets. It's what he sends out. So the male, his responsibility is to serve the community and serve the earth, praise be to Almighty God, in partnership with the female. When we look at the huge dispensation called humanity, the male function, I'm not talking about our sexual organs. I'm talking about how we think and our purpose on this earth. God said that he created the male as the protector and maintainer of the female. The community in which we live is representative of a female body. The nation in which we live, a female body. This humanity represents a female body. And it is the responsibility of that entity, that process that we call male, that gives the best of itself to produce life, preserve it, nurture it, and move it forward in partnership with that dispensation that we call female. So, matter of fact, the human soul, it comes here with the female properties. I hope I'm being followed. I hope I'm being understood here.
Mm-hmm.
It begins with the female property, but it has two sides to it. It is male and female. And from those two processes come countless men and women. They produce more communities, more production, more value to life. So if we reduce it down to our communities, the male is very important if he only knew his role, if he knew his responsibility to call himself a male, to call himself a man. Are you ejaculating the best of yourself?
Wow.
Are you producing the best out of you to preserve the community, the female? Are you nurturing along with the community? So if the male only knew not who he is, but what he is. But what he is. He is the ejaculation into that process we call female. See? So as a male, I'm grateful to be the head of my household. I'm grateful to be the head of my family. I'm grateful to, so it, and it just continues to grow and grow. We are to give, not always reaching out to get. The more we give, the more we get. But we must be willing to serve. We must be willing to give the best of ourselves, our intellect, our thinking, our behavior, this life. It is an ejaculation. It is an ejaculator that gives the best of itself to produce and fertilize, praise be to Allah, and fertilize the community in which we live, fertilize the earth. So that's the male perspective, if he but only knew. If he but only knew. We are being fed upon. We should be concerned of what are we contributing to the whole family? What are we producing? What are we producing to serve the whole of humanity? Now we are being fed upon. Everyone feeds upon us.
Yes.
Because they see a vacancy there. Yes. They see an absence of male ejaculation. And so they come and they feed upon that absence of a male process in the communities in which we live. They have given us the idea of sport and play, but this is more important than sport and play. This is for survival. So there's so much more to say on concerning that process of the ejaculation of the male into the community, into the earth, into the whatever. They call this Mother Earth. Mother Earth. That's a play on this is the womb. The earth is the womb. Mm-hmm. And when we do our part, we ejaculate into the womb. We give the best from our very essence. From our very essence. Essence means that which you started from, you know? And when we get here, everything is already here. When I was born, the air was here, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything was here. So I owe a debt to that process, to that environment that I was born into, that was already created for me. What can I contribute to enhance it? To enhance it. And it begins with how I treat the female. It begins there. My value of the womb that bore me and how I should contribute to the wombs that bore me. My wife, my daughters, my aunts. So this is how I see it, that we come here to serve. And so the best of ourselves for the health of the whole community in which we all live. That is, I'm not talking about just having a phallus. I'm talking about a state of being, thinking, a state of existence. There can be what the women can have, but vaginas, but they can still, but they are operating in that position that we call male. They are stepping up to that plate in the absence of that process being utilized. It's a natural process. So I'll stop right there. That's my thinking on that.
Well, we got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to take a look at what has been the impact of the absence of that male that is spreading the seeds of life and revitalizing our community? And what do we do to change the impact that that absence is having? And how do we rebuild in the right way so that both the male and female energy are balanced, just as we balance both sides of our bodies? We'll be right back with our guest, Janine Ingram, and we'll talk about the power of feminine energy and the global rise of feminine energy as we appreciate who we are and learn our place on this earth to serve. So we will be right back after this quick break. We want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back after these messages. So stay with us.
Yes. Thank you. Good. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesday, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesday, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursday, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And if you would like a visual image of us, just go to Facebook and go to The Female Solution, and you'll see the beautiful face of Mama Joy and the beautiful face of Janine A. Ingram, our special guest today. Thank you so much for joining us on The Female Solution.
You left out your beautiful face.
Oh, you're so kind.
And that great smile you have.
Yeah, she has an amazing smile. Well, thank you for coming and joining with us, Ms. Janine Ingram. I know you are such a busy lady. And you spent some time with us this morning. And we haven't had a discussion. And Naima, could I just dab back
unmuted
into... Oh, and we have a brother on. You don't see him.
Yes.
Brother Kareem.
Not yet. We're gonna bring him in eventually to get so that people can see the face behind that voice. So we're working on that, Brother Kareem.
We're working on it. I know you're going to get it. You're going to do it. But I wanted to tap back into what we had a conversation, and Janine, you know, we tapped into our life at this stage, taking a responsibility to be mature mothers and fathers, aware of our own body, taking ownership of our own bodies, as well as our community, because each one of us live in a greater picture, a larger picture of ourselves. And we spoke about our community and what our responsibilities are. And, you know, I tapped into the word, and Naima, and I'm tapping back into that word, intercourse. And look what Brother Kareem did.
Oh, yeah.
Ejaculation. When I invited him into that, I would have never thought him to say ejaculation. I mean, never.
Yeah.
And
but so look at what that is. Life force energy that a man gives out and makes things grow.
Right. But when he brought to my mind something, and I want to tap to that just quickly, when he was describing what men do at this age, you're not producing babies, but would never, you're never, if you're a male in your presence, you were born to ejaculate. You were born to do that. So that means that how do you do that now in this stage? I thought about a neighbor I met in one of the community meetings, and she had some fresh eggs, and she was sharing them, but she said, I got so many eggs. She said, really? And I said, well, you know, I said, my neighbor across the alley from me, she has a rooster. I said, every morning a rooster wakes up. And she says, oh, I don't have a rooster. I said, you don't have a rooster? I said, but you have eggs? Your hen makes eggs? He said, oh, yeah, the hens are going to make eggs.
Mm.
The hens are going to make eggs. But they cannot produce a chick unless there is a rooster.
Unless they're fertilized, yeah.
Unless they're fertilized. So here we are.
Wow.
Right. So when Brother Kareem was speaking on that, I said, oh, my stars, men, when they do not know who they are in their essence, they don't understand that they still have a responsibility and accountability to the community and serving. Not, it's not just the sperm of a sexual intercourse. And then we tapped into the word, the origin and the very first meaning of the word intercourse, and that's communication. And we think about who did teach us. Everything that we've been taught has been on a much lower level, and things that make us ashamed. So it's our responsibility to be able to speak on these natural processes, not just as a sex, but as a survival need for us to bring our consciousness and our conversations on a higher level so that we can learn the verbiage and learn how to craft our lessons for our younger people. We can't even talk to them. We haven't learned how to bring it to our younger generation. And so now, like the chicks making the eggs and no fertilization, we're having babies and there's no ejaculation. Hello, is anybody home? Kind of get what
you're
talking about. Male
yeah.
input.
Right. There's no
male
input.
Male input as to what is going on and how we can always be of service as long as we're breathing.
Mm.
As long as. And to have a conversation, to have a male presence and not ask him to go deep within himself. So we can see, does he actually understand what we're saying? And
wow.
And we got the message. We understood clearly.
That unfertilized egg analogy, that was powerful. The egg, you got eggs, but they can't produce any chicks because there was no male present. So we look at what happens in our homes when there is no male present and what happens to the children, what's absent in them because there's no male present.
And listen to this. He said it's a male is created to ejaculate. So not only the presence, but the responsibility for him to be aware of what are you ejaculating?
Yes. What do you put for? How are you affecting the life that's around
the absence of the ejaculation, as well as those who are ejaculating without the knowledge of who they are.
So, Janine,
you know, this entertainment genre that we're in, the tide is somewhat turning. It's somewhat turning, but what they call hip hop. Imam Wahidin Muhammad has shared with us, you know, things are done on a higher level from people we don't even know. We don't even know exist. They use the term a rapper. He's a rapper. After the excellent leadership that we had in Dr. Martin Luther King, Adam Clayton Powell, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Nelson Mandela, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, they were ejaculating. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Emmanuel, they were ejaculating. And not only that, Rosa Parks, Fannie Lou Hamer, they were ejaculating life into the community. And we began to somewhat grow. We was demanding that we be allowed to grow. Now, how do you stop that ejaculation process? You come up with words and verbiages that block the ejaculation. And we shall call this genre rappers. Rappers alluding to condoms. That is preventing the ejaculation, that the ejaculating process. They shall use verbiage and language to demean women and themselves. And we have been ejaculated. The life-giving force has been cut off from us, from this genre that has been promoted and even spread around the world. So they call them rappers. Words are containers of valuable information. When you look below the surface and what is happening in the social dynamic of the life of the human being. But it is gradually changing. Some of these young men have become independent and are not dependent on an industry to promote the positive, to begin to once again ejaculate it like the impressions. Keep on pushing. This group called the Impressions, keep on pushing. The Temptations, if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brother? Those were life-giving words, and people are moved by the words that enter their subconscious and their conscious, and eventually you see their behavior begin to be congruent with the messages that are reaching their mind, So if we truly look at the panorama of movement toward human freedom, toward the freedom of the human being, there is always an opposition that will come up with mechanism and ways to move against that. So sure. this rapper, this condom, they have cut us off from the essence that is within each and every last one of us. Our women calling themselves female doll, are devaluing of our lives, put on a put in a position of survival all the time, withhold sustenance from them, and they're in the mode of survival, that stress and that trauma of always just hanging by your thumbnails. So decisions are made based upon that so-called survival situation that we find ourselves in. So this, so I'm utilizing the language of Imam Muhammad concerning what has happened to us. The wrappers have been placed over the ejaculating organ, but gradually it is being removed, gradually. I see that process happening. So I'll stop right there.
It's an interesting observation, because when rap first came out, you had a lot of conscious people who were expressing some of the same political awareness, social consciousness as those earlier musicians. And then suddenly the music industry began to finance the negative words and lyrics that were meant to lower our consciousness. And as you said, Brother Kareem, all of the name calling and the degenerate kinds of language was spewed out into the airwaves and into our minds and into the minds of the children, and they begin to conform to the low level of consciousness. So there was money put into that very deliberate tactic to lower our consciousness, as you say, to put a covering over the life force energy being ejaculated, being put out by men of substance and intelligence and vision. So we have to now, those of us who are in those stages of wisdom that we are, we have a responsibility to allow the positive life force energy to come forward and to fertilize the minds of this next generation. That's our job, and that's why we're here, power that we have. So we must use that power. So our guest, Janine Ingram, who is an author and motivational speaker, along with all of those very foundational roles of wife, mother, grandmother, and she's the creator of the Love Journey Org, and she also is author of the book Born to Be Rich. So we want to welcome you to our show, Janine, and give you the floor.
Thank you.
Hey, Janine.
Yeah.
Hi, Kareem.
Okay.
And we're so grateful that you are sharing your wisdom today, because you are an instrument of the Creator in giving us that special, unique perspective that you've been created to bring.
Yes, and I want to give an honor to the Creator and our ancestors, though, you know, we are because of our ancestors, and so we are the ancestors' dream. So I always want to thank my for allowing me to be present with you right this morning, and thank the Creator for using me as an instrument of love. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about being here. I'm always excited to have conversations about the feminine energy as it rises on the planet more and more each and every day.
Absolutely, yes. You know, one of the things that I think is critical is that we help with women coming after us who are of childbearing age and are going to be shaping the lives that shape this planet. What are some of the things that you assist younger women who may have been a little misguided by some of the music forms that Brother Green talked about? How do you assist them in becoming awakened so that they can see the seriousness of their role.
Well, it's an interesting dynamic that you asked that question. I want to start off with one of my favorite quotes. A nation can rise no higher than this woman, because mm-hmm. the woman is the first teacher.
Yes.
And a lot of times we think things start outside in, but it's inside out.
Yes.
So the rock that's created, all the stuff that's happening, created from the world mind of the inside of what's happening in us.
Yes.
So the world is a reflection of what's happening right now inside of us. And so we have angry women having angry children. And I tell, when I go into, because I volunteer in human trafficking, domestic violence shelters, human trafficking shelters, and you will be surprised that these young babies, as young as 10 and 9, being sold into human trafficking. And how to just, you know, just hold those babies in the arm and remind them of their truth and who they are and who they came to the planet. Mm-hmm. They are no mistake. So I have to first recalibrate what's going on in the thoughts, because the story we tell ourselves is the story we live.
Yes.
The story we tell ourselves is the story we live. So when we think we're not worthy, good enough, but and all these abandonment issues and angriness, that's the story we constantly live in. That's what we create in the inner landscape, which creates angry children. And the body holds. I tell people all the time, the body keeps score. The trauma that is held in the body, in the cells of our body, is recreating itself constantly. And not just, you know, when I have a baby, I also hold my grandchildren in my body.
That's
not only am I transferring the cells of my mind, thoughts, emotions into my child, it's also going into the eggs that's in the child that I'm carrying.
Mm.
So the thing I talk to every is to clean up the inner landscape of what's going on. What is that story you're telling yourself? What is that little story that you're telling yourself that keeps you perpetuated in a situation of misogyny? Because what happens is, our thoughts and emotion affect the chakra systems, which affects the electromagnetic field around us, which mm-hmm. attracts to us the vibrational energy that we bring into our experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
so we wonder why we keep finding ourselves in the same situation over and over yes. and over again. Mm-hmm. It's because the vibrational match of what's
right.
happening in my electromagnetic field is mm-hmm. constantly saying whether I'm more than enough or I'm not good enough. So if I say I'm not good enough and my energy is showing up, somebody's showing up, my word made flesh. What am I saying? What is the word that's coming out, making it into the physical presence outside? So whenever I'm in a situation that I don't appreciate, I'm stopping back and going inside and saying, okay, Janice, we created this. We can recreate
yes.
what it is we desire in our life. Where is it that... what is it that I need to learn in this right now moment? Shift my consciousness so that I don't have to keep finding myself in a perpetual situation of whatever it is. If it's money, if it's relationship, if it's trauma, drama. You know, I'm the one that created. And that's the thing that I teach. You are responsible for your life. You are accountable for your life. And as my young ladies that I mentor and I coach, I'm always telling them that the first place to start is self-love. Love is such a game changer. Mm. I cannot tell you how powerful love is. It's the highest yes. vibratory, energetic expression of life. And when you begin to, and I'm not talking about love as the way we've learned it, that attachment.
Come on,
as soon as we attach, as soon as we feel this feelings and then we get attached, it's no longer love, because love is not attachment. Love is not saying that I want you to be what I want you to be, but love says I love you enough to allow you to be what you need to be, whether it's with me or without me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing that I believe that I came to drink and teach stuff, but I know it. Let me tell you this. I haven't said this much out loud. I was in the room meditating, getting ready for work. I was in my 20s, maybe early 30s. And I always meditate. So this morning I'm meditating, getting ready. And all of a sudden this light come on, but it wasn't an electrical light. I'm like, and I feel this warmth in my body, Naima Joy.
Mm.
And I said, oh, my God, I'm in the presence of the Most High.
Wow.
And you know it's different because
yes.
it's this goes on in your body, and it's warmth. The best you can describe it is like an orgasm, but it's even more amazing and more electromagnetic than that. And I heard, and it said to me, when it opened up, it said, teach my people I am love, for they know not that I am love.
My God.
What does that mean? So let me take you back early. I was walking down the street one day, and a lady walks out of this place, and she looks at me. She said, "You are here to teach love." I'm like, this lady crazy. I don't even know what love is. She said, come into it. And she, now I would describe as rock, but now I know she had put crystals on her chakra system, and she put her hands over me, and she said, "You came to the planet to teach love." I'm like, this lady don't even know my life. How I'm going to teach love? My mother was hooked on drugs. I've been in all these foster cares, been mistreated. I don't even know what love is. How am I teach love, right? And then I got that second years lady later. Spirit said, teach my people that I am love, for they do not that I am love.
That's a powerful experience. But here on Earth, this is a school, and often the way they learn what something is to experience its opposite. So we learn what love is by experiencing what love isn't. And so the most powerful teachers of love are the ones who have experienced what love is not. So that's why they can teach what love is. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back and continue with Janine Ingram and Reverend Mama Joy and Brother Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And we've got a couple of callers on the switchboard. We're going to take some calls when we come back, and let us know, Kareem, if you've got some callers on your switchboard. We want to make sure we give everybody a voice today. Bring some joy to the world and talk to Janine on the local and global rise of feminine energy.
On the planet. Yes, on the planet.
Absolutely. We will be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch the Media Connection.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Nyan Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
in to Sofa Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Sofa Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And we've got Reverend Mama Joy with us and Janine A. Ingram with us today, spitting out some great wisdom as we take a look at the rise of feminine energy. And that is what is necessary. But we've got to find a way to fertilize those eggs that we all have as women. We have great potential. We need that balance with the male energy. So as we were getting ready to go to a break, Janine, you were giving us quite an insight about your life and your experience and the fact that you've seen some of the unloving behaviors and you've had a confirmation of your purpose here. We've got some callers on the line. I'm sure want to give their thoughts and ask questions. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-059-325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll open your mic and get your thoughts. And we're gonna take 773-450, and then we'll take 111-111. And if you're on our switchboard and want to add your thought, just press 1, and we will open your microphone. All right, 773-450. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience, and give us your question or comment for our guest.
Good morning, I am in group, Ram Rising All. Assalamu alaikum to the other brethren. Appreciate the information. What a great show. You know, our people,
wa alaikum assalam.
I appreciate it. You know, our people are just misguided. As we get older, a lot of times you spend time to talk to young men about the respect they're supposed to pay to young women and pay to their mothers and just general. But I find with entertainment, society, some of the music and stuff that you talked about, that traditional stuff they throwing on us is making us blind. That's why you have such a divided community. You know, we're supposed to be a family. Men have sex with a woman and make a baby. Why is he disappearing off the scene? Your daughter or son needs you all the time. Why would you just disappear? But with the society we're in, they promote that. So black people could be divided, and a lot of us just follow along with it. But the piece I just wanted to notate was that it's sad because as you grow up, you have a lot of information that's misguided. Like when we were young guys, the old timers would tell us, oh, just get the girl, do what you tell her anything she wants to hear to get what you want. Now, what type of stuff is that? You don't even get anybody to decide what your purpose in life is. And you're trying to walk down a pathway to do the will of the Most High. Then you'll meet your so-called mate along the route. But this just pick her out because she's cute. She got a big behind. I want to deal with her. You don't even know that person. And you're talking about some outside appearance that ain't even dealt with what's on the inside of them? So we have a divided community with a lot of messed up things because of the misguidance of what they teach you, what you listen to, and all these people giving us misinformation. But when we realize we are a community, we are one, not divided, not me, mine, I group, but all of us belong together as a we, us, and our. We have to help each other. You can watch our history. Our people came from the South when they weren't allowed to even live north. When they came to the north, they helped each other out. That's how we begin to get ahead. So now all of a sudden,
yeah,
I don't survive. I can't do anything for anybody but myself. We really need to address that. So I appreciate it.
So tell me this, now that you have evolved to a man of wisdom, how do you affect the thinking of the young men coming after you so that they're not influenced in the same way and urged to abuse women as a mark of manhood? What kind of things can you say or do that would influence young men in a positive way?
Number one is your behavior. When I'm out in the public, in stores, and all this type of stuff, I'm letting the black woman go first. I'm deliberately stopping, opening up a door, doing this for the sake of the young man knowing the value of who carries our whole community. That B word and all this stuff they put on women is so negative until it makes me throw up. But for us, and now I stop young men. Friends that have grandchildren that are misguided, I stop, call him up, and holler at him about his purpose. Hey, man, don't you know you're supposed to be doing more than just hanging out with your friends, getting some woman pregnant? You can't do nothing for your children. What you going to do? Then he starts to think. And then his grandmother comes back to me and says, he really appreciates that conversation. I've never seen him say he needed help. I meet those young people wherever they are. If he's sitting on the ground, I will go and talk to the young man or the young lady. I treat the women with respect. That's important. Our women aren't for pulling off the corner and throwing some change at. The brother said earlier, men are supposed to mean something in the community. We're supposed to represent something. We're not looking at women as no B's and H's. What type of crap is that they're showing on the radio? Putting on a television program, acting like this is the image of a black male or black female. All of that is all. We have to switch that whole paradigm around and show them what black people, the value of us, the diamond and gold of our spirit, what we really represent.
We appreciate you for setting the example.
If we weren't so powerful,
may I tap in with that right quickly? I want to
thank you so much
brother
for your call. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I want to thank him because he's given me that real word that's so meaningful to me. That's community.
Yes.
We have to develop a community consciousness because we are the beginning point of any 360-degree cycle. And the people that we impact, this community, when we put these words out, all kinds of things, they're feeding the individuals in the community,
mm-hmm.
the young girls, going tagging it to what Lady Love, Janine,
mm-hmm.
was speaking about. You know, these words are powerful. And if we understand that either we're ejaculating love or we're ejaculating something that's not love, and that ejaculation has to have someplace to receive it. And our women, so many of them, do not understand that we are living words, and words do impact upon us. And the stories that we tell ourselves are beginning to enter into a phase of self-destruct. And it's impacting upon our vaginal area, our reproductive area, and I would like for Lady Love to tap into that because it has come to that point that we, as so many of us, do not understand how all the stories that we tell of ourselves do not edify us, but it brings about a disease or a destruction within our own organs. We are not we are impacted by all of this. Lady Love, you want to take that into account about this attack of, that we're putting up on our own bodies because of these stories and the fact that we need to change our community?
Right, and then after we hear from Eugenie, then we'll take 111-111 and then 773-737 and then 425-520. And if you're on our switchboard and like to speak, just press 1. And Kareem, let us know if you've got someone on your switchboard. We'll make sure that we get their comments as well. And let me share a few comments from our Facebook family. Jody Susan Calhoun says, Grand Rising. And she, of course, is our Tuesday host. She said, great that Sister Joy. And she said, yes. So you got an amen corner out here with our Tuesday host, Jody Susan Calhoun. So, yes, Janine, explain how our bodies manifest the energy of words that we hear, and sometimes it becomes dis-ease.
I'm telling Joy yesterday that it's so many women now, right now, are suffering from fibroid tumors, endometriosis, PCOS, so many attacks on the vaginal area. And I told her that it's because the age of Aquarius is calling us to rise into our rightful place. It's so important that we get back connected to our bodies. It's so important that we get connected to who we are physically. And so it's so important that we understand everything from the internal landscape, think is energy. And if we learn anything about life, the language of the universe is what? Vibrational frequency. And when we're on a lower or higher frequency, it tells in our body what's going on. Your body snitch on you. So I'll give you an example. I have clients and they come to me and they say, well, I have a client that just came to me the other day. I'm a transformational life coach. And she was telling me that she had cancer in the uterus and cancer on the left side of her breast. And I said, that's your mother energy on the left side, and that's the female blow. Then somewhere you had a feminine blow where you didn't feel good enough as a woman. That is why you're showing up. That's why your uterus is showing up, telling you to get back connected. How many of us have been really connected to that space in our body? And hardly none of us, because why? When we grow up, we taught what? Don't touch down there. Don't look down there. Don't nothing.
don't talk about it. Don't mention it.
Right. And you had like, well, what's going on down there that we can't look, touch, or feel nothing? But when right. But masculine energy, oh, yeah, my son was in there, and he was, you know, having his own personal experience, and it was okay. Because men have their first experience with themselves. Unless they've been molested or anything like that. But most men, they've had their first experience with themselves. Most women have not, because we have been, it's just taboo. And we're so disconnected from our body. So we're disconnected from the feminine energy. And the feminine energy is our receiving energy, is our pleasure energy. It's the energy that makes you vibrant and come alive. And so I also teach how to manifest with your sensual energy. And so it is so important that we get back connected to ourselves as the feminine presence. But what's important that you bring out every time we talk about an item is that we balance it. And everybody on this planet is filled with feminine and masculine energy.
Yes.
But we've been working on the process of ourselves all these years, because what? Most of us grew up in single homes, and we've been taught certain things, and you run, and you, and we so into our masculine energy that we haven't figured out how to live in that part of us that is so beautiful and amazing, that helps bring so much beauty and joy to the planet.
Yeah.
And so I love the work I do. I love being a lady. I love being a woman. And I love balancing it out. And I did have to, and I just give you a quick story. I was a producer with Herb Kent on B103 one day. And Herb Kent was getting older, and one day he introduced me as his daughter. And in all this lifetime, I had never heard no man on planet say I was his daughter, because my mother was great. But it triggered some tears inside of me. I'm like, what is this? So when I came home, I sat at my altar name, and I started to ask, what was the trigger and why? And Spirit says, you need to honor your masculine energy. I'm like, honor my masculine energy. What? I've been married 30-something years. I've been with my husband. I love him. But when I got into spirit and death, I saw the numbness I had in my masculine energy.
Because the absence of the Father.
And Holy Spirit said, name your masculine energy. Because I tried to do, like, when I was healing my mother womb, I could write to my mom. I could do all these things because I had experience, but I never had an experience with the male as a father figure. So I was numb. So I said, oh, my God. So that means, because my grandmother said the male that we meet outside is the male that we are on the inside. So I'm like, so this might be why.
Wow.
So my husband and I have been together since I was 19, but I always thought he would be mostly unavailable. And I saw, well, how was I meeting myself? Because Reverend Mike said, you meet nobody but yourself, right? But you couldn't have told me that I was emotionally unavailable. But then I saw my numbness when I was sitting at my altar and I was meditating, and Spirit showed me where it came from. So I named I was trying to think of a name that started with a J, because my name starts with a J. So I was like, James, Joshua, none felt. And then I heard this name, Joshua. And that just moved everything.
Wow.
And so I asked my male energy, my inner lover, what is the first thing I need to do to heal my masculine energy, to balance it out? And he said, I need to learn to trust.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So it was interesting. Me and my husband were sitting down talking, and when I started working on my masculine energy, I don't even know how we had this conversation. He said, you know, you never really trusted me. I'm like,
wow. Confirmation. Yeah.
It was right after I was sitting there. He said, and so he started explaining, I didn't trust him. So, like, because I grew up in a foster care, you know, lots of things happened in foster care. And I'm not saying every foster care, but in the ones I lived in. So when he would come home from being out, our bedroom, we had the whole top floor, and the second level was where our children were. When he come in the door, I would come to the door to make sure he would stop in the room, and I was just standing there. And I didn't even realize he knew that I did that. And he said, any time I said anything to the kids, you would come and you would stand there and watch like they were not my children. And he just started saying things. And I realized that I didn't realize that I didn't trust anybody. It wasn't anything that he did. It was just from my own experience. So I was operating in my own experience when men came in our bedrooms or what happened. So I had to heal the little girl inside of me who didn't trust the masculine energy.
Yeah.
And when I learned to trust my own inner lover and learned to heal my own masculine, the feminine part of me became even more feminine. And it was interesting how my husband, because of the energy shift inside me, how he came into more of a place that I would love as a man. Because sometimes I used to wonder, but my energetic expression was emasculating him, and I didn't understand energy at the time. And so he gave me an example one day. He said, I came in the house. He was an electrician. I was a finance manager. Then I made about $300,000-$400,000. He made $40,000-$50,000 an hour. He made good money, too. And he said, well, here's $10,000, and we want to do this. I was like, you keep your money. And he said it was so devastating to him. I don't remember that. But he said I made him feel not good enough because everything, you know, and I didn't realize I was doing that. But I told him when we operate in not good enough, we make other people not feel good. Because I was operating in my ego then. What I was driving, what kind of house and all that stuff. And it wasn't until I got, you know, knocked off my feet that I realized that those things, the kind of shoes I wore, what I was, okay, they're going to keep, I'm killing the game today. Look, they're going to be looking. Now, whatever I'm driving and whatever I do, it's an expression of the Most High. It's not about looking at what I have, but look at the opportunity that we can live in abundance. And so the authority shift has changed when I healed my masculine energy, when I healed my feminine energy. I didn't need to be validated on the outside. My validation came from the inside. And so the power that lies within us is what's going to shift the energy shift within us. If we want to change the planet, if we want to change what's going on in the community, my grandmother used to always say it's not in the fruit, it's in the root.
Ooh.
And so the root part of us is what we need to heal. If we want to shift the community, our male energy, the children, what they're doing, the children are outcry what's been happening.
Yes.
Out of us.
Yes.
violence, these kids, it's just showing the angry.
Yes.
People don't learn by what we say. They learn by what we do because energy is everything. Albert Einstein said energy is everything. And one of my favorite quotes, John, was that he said you cannot fix a problem with the same mindset that created it.
That's right.
So we want to shift what's going on in the world, in our community. We got to shift what's going on in this inner community.
Yeah, man, that's right.
Let's move this
right.
inner community along, because my grandfather used to always say, he said, class will tell, but water, he said, water reaches level, but class will tell. What am I saying? I'm saying that when we shift our energy, everything around us will rise or it will get out of the way. So if we want to change what's going on with our children, we got to change ourselves. And I'll give you an example. My younger daughter, Joy noticed, she came home. She graduated from University of Rochester, Naima, with cum laude, biomedical engineering degree. And she wanted to go to D.C. with her sister, where she was at Howard. I said, no, you need to come home and relax and take a few months off. And, you know, because engineering was a lot somewhere. Go do something to relax. She said no, so she went straight to work, went out there and created a whole mess for herself. Ended up getting in a relationship that she ended up on drugs. She created a mess. She got raped. She got all kind of stuff happened out there to her to Washington, D.C. She came home. She called crying. I said, why don't you just come home and let's start over? She walked in that door. She drove home. She got home about 1 o'clock. She got in bed. She said, when I looked at my daughter, she was 60. She looked like she was 60 pounds soaking wet, wrinkled hair all over her head, been living homeless.
Oh, my.
So she finally, she said, Ma, I just want to die. I said, well, you're doing a good job of it. But my point is this. If I went, I went into meditation and spirit say, because I started calling prayer line, this 1-800 pray now. I was calling. He said, you know, God has a plan for her life. You got to trust the plan. So I went into, I was in meditation at night, and spirit said, fix you and you will fix her. Spirit said, still more, it's levels to this. You still got some triggers because my mother was her. So, you know, spirit said, if you fix you, you will fix her.
Come on now.
So I started doing my work. I started just blessing her every day, but I started doing my work about where there was still some stuff that needed to come out of me from being triggered with my mother. And so I just started healing and calling forth the healing presence of the Most High to come into places that I couldn't heal. The cell, because what Spirit showed me is that every cell in our body has its own mind. And even though my mind is, even though my brain says, whatever I'm saying, I can say I'm rich, but my cells remember poverty. Guess what? I'm vibrational energy is poverty.
Yeah.
So no matter what I think and say, it's not going to change until I change what's going on in this emotional body. So there was some stuff I needed to get out of my emotional body. So I began to fast and cleanse my heart. And I asked God to give me a clean heart, restore my soul, and remove, release, and restore anything in me that's not of you right now. Wherever there's something in the presence of the darkness of my subconscious mind that I'm not recognizing, reveal it to me so I can remove it. Today,
come on.
Joy, where's she at right now? She just got her master's in reproductive technology.
Wow.
At Northwestern.
It's wonderful.
She was the only black in the graduation class, only one. And she graduated cum laude, PhD in restorative physiology in Colorado.
Wow.
University of Colorado.
Wow.
So I tell you, when I started doing my work, and guess what? I went to her, I said, whatever energy you have against me as your mother, you're going to need to heal it. I said, if you want to come talk to me about it, I'm open to safe, but you got to heal whatever's going on inside you. And so we start meditating together. We start walking in grass and grounding together and meditating. And I told her, whatever's going on, it's going on in the inner world. You can't blame nothing outside of you now because you've grown, your life is yours, and you got to own your body, your mind, and your power. And the only way you're going to take that power back is going in and connecting to the creation that created you. The same creator that created you knows your purpose. The same creator that can heal the emotional scar. But you got
to
get in touch with it.
Absolutely.
And that's where I know when we become the example, we can talk to people. people all day long, but you got to be it.
Yeah.
You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. Because I know for a fact, I came home one night, and it was two guys sitting in front of my space smoking weed. And I was like, what are these guys sitting in front of my house smoking weed, right? So one of them leave, but one of them stay. And he's blowing the smoke from a different direction. So he said, ma'am, I just want to say I apologize. I'm saying, but first of all, why are you sitting here? What's going on? Why are you even smoking weed? That's why I asked him. And I told him, you know, the way they put these chemicals is messing up your brains. So we get into a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've been watching your family years. He said, you got three daughters. And your husband is an example of what I always wanted my father to be like. He said, I watched him take the girls out the car. I watched him take care of you all. I watched him bring groceries in, go to work every day, and come home every night. It wasn't a night he didn't come home. Now, this young boy who was 20-something years old, notice this, because we've been on this block 20-something years, 30 years. And he said, and you are such a great mother. As a love, that's why we always respected you. That's why when you walk past us, we pulled up our pants. That's why when you walk past us, we made sure that when you came on the block and it wasn't no block, we pulled out a car to make sure you could park in front of your house. And I never knew any of this.
Wow.
This just happened about 3 weeks ago. But he said, you and your family has always been an example of what it means to be black love.
Wow. That is powerful. Wow. You never know who's watching. You never know who's watching.
That's why I said you got to be an example of it.
Yes.
I never went to those kids who stood on the corner and beat them up. I just went to them and said, look, y'all standing on these corners with your pants down, you got to have something better in your mind so that you can become something. You're going to one day be fathers to children, and you don't want your life to be an example. You can't take care. How can we serve you? What can I do to help you get jobs? I got most of them in CDL classes. I walk down the street, Pepsi drivers be like, you need, and I don't even drink pop. But they're so happy because I helped them get jobs. They didn't have to, you know, it took 6 weeks, and they was able to work and get things done. My husband took them in because he's an electrician, and he taught them electrical work.
Wow.
And that's what we did for the community. But we did that because we loved the children. And these children were playing with our children.
Thank you.
And we raised these kids in the community because we wanted them to, and because we knew they might end up with our child. We invested all this love and money into our children. We had to go to the A lot of these young men are electricians and CDLs and carpenters because of the work that we've done. But it first started that we had to take care of ourselves. We had to take care of our mind, take care of our children's mind. And it started with the love that we had for our own family that spread it out into the community. And that's what love does. I promise you, love is a game changer. My grandmother always said there's not an ill love can't heal.
Woo!
There's not a prescription love can't feel. And for every question, love is the answer. And she said, you ain't been loved till you've been loved by you.
Ooh,
that's my grandmother's word.
That is powerful. I'm glad this is all recorded. So if you missed that quote, just rerun the tape. I'm just going to hear it again. Write it down. That's a bumper sticker.
And you see how we are going right back and tapping into the ejaculation.
That's right. There it is.
Community. Men are ejaculating on us. And the question is whether you want it to be or not. But your presence, the very essence of you, is it going without the knowledge of who you are, or is it going out in the form of conscious love?
Right, and you never know who's watching. You never know.
As women, what are we teaching our children?
That is it. Well, we got to take a quick break. We got to take our
life. What did Elijah Muhammad say? A nation can rise
no higher than his woman. Absolutely.
And a nation that does not respect his woman can never rise.
Oh. So,
because the woman is the first teacher. Tupac said if we don't get it together, we're going to raise a nation that hate his woman.
Ooh.
What happens when we hate our women?
We're going to be angry. Like you said, we produce angry children.
Right.
That's it.
And that's because what? We always hear women say, oh, women can't get along. That's because we hate ourselves.
When we
can learn to love ourselves, we're going to change the trajectory of what's happening in relationships. We're like the moon. The moon keeps the water and the sand in order so it doesn't
overflow, right?
And when we out of order, guess what's manifesting? Our children out of order. Our men out of order. We got to get it back in order. We have to heal this feminine presence so that we can place everything where it goes energetically. It's nothing we have
to do.
It's just the work inside.
The work is inside.
Okay, I know you want to go to the
phone. We gotta take one quick break and we're gonna go to, we got six callers on the line. So hold on everybody and make sure that you know, keep your question or comments brief because you got a bunch of folks who wanna speak today. So we'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Back for our last portion of the show, and let us go straight to our callers. And let me remind you all, keep it real brief and keep it kind of like, you know, 30 seconds because we got six folks who want to speak. And I'm going to give our guests a chance to
unmuted,
co-host a chance to respond. So let's go to 111111 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
First of all, giving honor to God, Mother God, and Father God. And first of all, starting with Reverend Mother Joy, thank you for letting me be in your client this morning. And thank Mother God and Father God because you are putting on a course at a level that really needs to be put on and put out there. So thank you, first of all, And then I want to address my brother Kareem's comments, because that male energy, he came so heavy, the Holy Spirit flowed through him like nothing else. And my sister Lovejoy, I want to address her comments too, because she talked about the Spirit of God, love. And so, but I want to address this gin spirit, this satanic spirit, this angry spirit that really affects a lot of females, because, like you said, nation going to hide in its females. And so I invest as a caller in, going to make from the beginning, when I met Naima Latif at Operation Push. It was a phone call, and they have all the other technology. So you pay a penny a minute, plus 1 cent a minute, to sit on the phone and hold on. So for my $1.20 that I faithfully pay every two hours, I'm going to get 30 seconds for that investment to speak on this critical issue. And it was important enough for her to put an advertisement on while we on this heavy level. I'm talking about graduate. We talking about a God-level course. And then she had 6 callers who've been waiting almost two hours. They got 30 seconds. So thank you, Mother. I'm going to give my male energy. This is Elder Tenelian Telesero MacArthur, a.k.a. Neil MacArthur, from 5525 South Lafayette. I got the Elder title from Bishop Arthur M. Brazier, Apostolic Church of God, 63rd in Dorchester, who was my uncle, Ernest Ratcliffe's. He grew up to be his minister, and really my uncle sponsored him. And so he made me use the title elder, because reverend means revered. Some people don't know that. And I revere your love, because the mother God spirit is in you. The mother that the man took out the Bible and made God just the man, when it said at the beginning, let us make them male and female in our image. And then to change the whole text and translation and make it seem like you were forgotten about. You were forgotten about. And what Kareem brought, he brought so much. That should be taught in the mosque. What he came up with today should be taught in the mosque, the ejaculation. It should be a course in the mosque. And it should be a course about the jinn spirit, because Naima has that jinn spirit. She interrupted my sister right there so many times. I got to go back and edit her. Because everything I said.
I love you, Neil, but we don't have negativity on the show. And for those who are holding on, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution and listen to the show online. And then when you call and press 1, we know that you have something to say. But when you listen, you're listening to the guest. So you always have that option. And we're always treating everyone with love. Thank you for your call, my brother. Now, area code 425-520. Give us your name with your
yes.
And your comments.
Yeah, good morning, L.A., Central Florida. Just real quick, in regards to feminine energy, just one example. I had a neighbor she's 101 years old right now as we speak. And her children, now she's part of the World War II generation. Her children, she had 2 of them, put her in a nursing home. I don't know why, but they did. And then they sold the ancestral house for like $500,000 plus. So when they did that, they essentially killed the goose that laid the generational wealth golden egg and wiped out 6 generations behind her. So and this is happening from coast to coast. So I'm putting that out there that feminine energy is very important, because gentrification and generational wealth starts at home. I'll land my plane there.
All right. Thank you so much, L.A. Yes, it does.
Thank you. Thank you.
And let's go to 773-737 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Well, hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers. Grand Rising. It is written in the Black History Bible book, whose hero is a woolly-haired man with bronze-colored feet to match his bronze-colored face, that the sins of the parents are visited on the children. It is also written, be a doer. Earlier you talked about example.
That's where it's at. Children follow what they see you do than what you tell them to do. We want them to be free of drugs and alcohol, but they see the parents using the drugs and the alcohol and name-calling the mother, the B word, and beyond that. We want them to be truthful, but parents put the first lie on the little children's lips. No fat man comes down a skinny chimney that you don't have in the first place. And you give this fat man who has broken into your house all the credit in the world, and you say, look at what he brought you. You have struggled all year. Allow him to covet. It is written in the commandments, do not covet thy neighbor's goods. And you give him all the credit for your good that you have done. So what is the solution? The solution has always been there. Embrace the truth instead of the ego. Honor the creator instead of the created. And this has been Mama D, Wisdom with Mama D. Wisdom means women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. That is where it begins. You've got to teach these young women how to be mothers eons before they even get pregnant. That is the solution. And thank you.
Thank you so much, Mama D, and look forward to hearing Wisdom with Mama D. This coming fourth Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. Yes.
Thank you.
Area code 773-960 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Good morning. This is Cherokee Kufi James. I woke up this morning a little late, but I heard a lot of what the sister's saying. And I mentor thousands of black women on Facebook. And yesterday, one of the most great things that was told to me, that said, they called me self-love. They said, you're self-love. I go, yeah, you got it. And when she was saying about self-love, I said, that's it. Because nobody can alter that. You know? Don't you think a rose love itself? Yes, self-love is the key. I don't go out and talk about the negativities, what's going on out here with people, because I bring the solution. And we all stop that. Stop saying, oh, people did this. Oh, we didn't that. Oh, we didn't. No. Go out and change it. Stop. You think these young people want to hear that all day? We know we're in America. We know what's going on. We know our family structures are affected. We know. We see it. Right? But those who, like myself, I'm unbothered by what's going on in the world. Because of my self-love. So I commend you. You know, y'all keep this going, because people really need to hear this. Because this is the day and time that we continue to mentor our people, continue to, you know, let's stop judging each other. They call me self-love. I mean, I'm talking about queens. I talk to queens on my Facebook. I'll say, you're a queen, friend me. I've got thousands of queens, and we're talking about ancient wisdom, yoga, how to, you know, aura, what herbs to use, what stones, and it's like a community. And they said, brother, you bring it back, ancient knowledge. I go, no, we're doing it together.
That's perfect. Well, all right.
That's
well,
right.
Thank you so much for sharing that wisdom. We appreciate you. Keep doing what you do. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now go to area code 336-350 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Grand Risings. Dr. Lateef, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, this is just so awesome. I'll make this as quick as possible. I'd like to dedicate this show to my family, especially my daughters and my granddaughters and my great-granddaughters. Today is a 6, six represents working for humanity without monetary gain. And everybody that has been on this show, I got to go back and listen to it because I woke up late like Brother Kofi did. But what bit I've heard from Brother L.A., and I think I heard Brother Kwame when I just tuned in, and Brother Kareem, everybody, and your guest, is it Mama Joy, is it?
Yes, we've got Reverend Mama Joy, and we've got Janine Ingram, two guests today. And, of course,
myself
and Brother Kareem.
Oh, my God, I'm especially going to send it to my daughter in Georgia. It's so powerful, everybody, that everything that you said that I did not hear, the whole thing is just powerful, and it is a humanitarian outreach, and that's what we need. And like Brother Kofi said, keep rolling with it. Keep rolling with it. And thank you, Brother L.A., for interjecting what you did about the elder. So thank send that to me, because I got a new phone and I don't exactly know how to go up yet to get it. But send it to me, Dr. Lateef, and I'll send it out to my family. This is Mama Bonfire. Thank us.
Yeah, so much. We appreciate you. And be well. We always pray for your health and strength and wellness. And let's see, take this one last call, 773-977.
Good morning. This is Lois here in Chicago. And thank God for everyone today. This is a great show. I just wanted to let everybody know, because you never know what's going to happen to you in life. But I heard that if you get locked in a nursing home or any type of facility that you don't want to be in, and you still have your constitutional rights, all you have to do is hit somebody or slap somebody in the facility, and they'll put you out. Okay? I just want everybody to share that information, because they're taking a lot of senior citizens and locking them in these nursing homes and rehabilitation centers without their consent. And so if they would just slap one of those nurses or somebody in there, they can get out. They will put them out. So anybody who's not happy in a nursing home, and somebody's bothering you, wait a minute, let me finish. Somebody who's in a nursing home right now and somebody's bothering you or hitting on you or mistreating you, just hit them, and the establishment will put you out. Thank you so much for this time. And I'm enjoying the show. And I reiterate on what everybody said today. And this is Lois here in Chicago. Bye.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Yeah, I don't know if you want to use that method, though, because, I mean, I don't know if you want to get carried out in handcuffs. You know, that might not be the best way to leave. But I do understand that there are seniors who are being held against their will, but then that means family has to step in. And sometimes we don't have family at the end of our lives because of the way things have happened. Our children are absent, and so we do end up at the mercy of these homes. But we've got just a few minutes left, so I'm going to give our co-host, our guest, a chance to make the last call.
Slap them, but remember, once you leave that place, you're homeless. Because you gave up everything.
Right.
To get in there.
Yeah, right. If they put you out, where are you going if you don't have a place to go? So, yeah, there's bad and then there's worse. But, yes, we definitely need to take care of our elders. And that's something that begins before you get to be an elder. That's the relationship with your family. And when you sever that relationship or they sever with you, then those are the things that occur as a result. You're at the mercy of strangers who don't care about you. So, Sister Janine, you know, everybody who has really enjoyed your presentation, your sharing of wisdom and the knowledge that you've gained from your life experience. So for those who may be in difficult circumstances such as you experienced, maybe foster care or maybe neglectful or abusive parents, how do they cope? How do they erase that thought of being unworthy if their life experience has made them feel unworthy because people who took care of them didn't value them? How do we reverse that thought?
Wow, good question. I would definitely say it starts with self-love, but that's so general. I would say start off by placing your right hand over your heart and asking you, how can I love you more today?
Wow.
How can I heal the part of you that does not feel good enough, that don't feel worthy enough? that's operating with a story that you don't need anymore, because we hold on to those stories because we get, that's how we get attention and all that. So we got to start releasing those stories. So you got to ask yourself, how can I release that story that's keeping me from my highest and best good, keeping me from playing full out, keeping me from the best of life? Because those stories keep us in a vibration that keeps attracting that same story. And I wish I had time to show you how I can connect and how it connected in my life, but I promise you, if you just start with a simple asking your inner self, closing your eyes and just being still 5 minutes, 3 minutes, just whatever time you can set aside in the stillness, and it's in the stillness that the answers lie. The power is in the stillness. The power is in the silence. The answers is in the silence of our mind. When that we go in and contact that silent space inside of us that knows all things, that can heal all things, that has the answer to all things, that can direct us. And I'm going to tell you, people don't put joy and pleasure, but that's our GPS system. That's the part of us that knows exactly how our purpose and what our purpose is. And so we got to connect back to the heart. So I would say get out your head and move into your heart.
Yeah.
And I want to leave you in one thing that George Washington Carver, they were interviewing him, asking him, how did he learn how to take all these plants and do all these wonderful things with them? And he said, when you love something enough, it will reveal its secret.
Ooh, yes, absolutely. That is
love something enough. And so I asked myself, if I could love myself enough, would my soul reveal its secret? Because the soul knows everything inside you.
Oh, powerful.
It's the personal part of God. That's the part of you that's unique aspect of your God. I remember when Joy asked me one time, what was the difference between the spirit and the soul? This is my last name. And I remember thinking in my mind, I was going to say, I'm going to pray on it and get back to you. But the words that came out of my mouth was so powerful. I never forget, the spirit is the wholeness of the universe, of God, of the Allah, however we see the supreme being. But the soul is the unique aspect, the slice of us, the slice of Allah, the slice of the universe that makes us uniquely ourselves. And no two people have the same soul. No two people have the same fingerprint. And that has all the answers to your unique purpose. And so if you contact that soul and love it enough, it will reveal all your purpose.
Wow, that's powerful. Well, we've got to go. We want to thank you all. Thank you so much, Reverend Mama Joy. We thank you so much. Thank you, Janine. We appreciate you for all you have done and all you have taught today. We've got some comments here. Jody Susan said, words are vibrations in the air, and one of those herbs that you can look up is Rosemary Ansel. And she says also, your body will snitch on you. Love that comment. So, yes, Janine, you want to balance the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and cellular memory is powerful. She said, wow, this is real, great. And she said, you did great work. And Beata says, grand rising, beautiful sisters. Yes. And thank you so much, Brother Kareem, as always, for sharing your wisdom and keeping us balanced. And we appreciate you and the American Muslim 360 family so much. As we prepare to close, and tomorrow we invite you back to join us for Soulful Solutions with Dr. Green.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
to our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.